Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Hi, Pariah. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. This is my friend Sylvie, who I'm always talking about.
Hi, Matt. Nice to finally meet you.
Hi, Sylvie. You too. So, what are you two up to?
Well, I said in my text message that our English course is almost over.
Yeah, right. It's gone really quickly, hasn't it?
It really has. Anyway, we're planning to celebrate with a meal out.
Yes, but we don't really know Liverpool very well.
So we were sort of hoping you might be able to recommend some places to eat out.
That would be really great.
Yeah, sure. No problem at all. I mean, I'm not from Liverpool either, but I've lived here for quite a few years now, and so I think I know it pretty well. Okay, so how many people is the dinner for?
18, I think.
Yes, well, there are 18 students in our class, but we'd like to invite our teachers, Philippa and Sarah, too.
Oh, yes, we definitely want them to come too.
Okay, so that's dinner for 20 people.
Yes. Oh, actually, no. I've just remembered. Hiromi, one of the students, she wants to bring her husband, Shigeru, so that would be 21.
Okay, so you'll need quite a big restaurant then. There's nothing worse than waiting all night for one poor chef to try to prepare hundreds of starters and main courses.
Yes, that's true.
But also, we'd like to go to a place that's, how do you say this in English? We don't want to go to a big company place, one of those places like Star Noodles or Wonderful Burgers or any of those kinds of places. We want to go to a, something more like a family restaurant.
Yes, I know what you mean. You don't want to go to any chain restaurants.
That's right. No chain restaurants.
Sure. Okay, so places to eat out. Well, you should definitely look at restaurants in East Village. In fact, if I were you, I'd go to the Thai House. It's a really nice restaurant, and their seafood dishes are especially delicious. They're not too spicy, but the food is always really fresh there.
That sounds nice. But we were thinking that this is an English course, so we'd like to go to an English restaurant.
Yes, I mean, do you know any places that do British food? Or even better, food from Liverpool?
Ah, I see what you mean.
But not
Fish
fish and
and
chips.
Don't worry, I knew what you meant. Well, it's probably worth going to Sarah's Bistro. They do a really good scouse.
Scouse? What's that?
It's a dish that's local to Liverpool. It's a kind of lamb stew, really tasty. Although you can get vegetarian scouse there now too.
That sounds perfect.
Yes, where is it?
Well, do you know the traffic lights on the corner of Danielle Street and Port Road?
Yes.
Well, you turn left there and go up Double Street until you see a cash machine. Turn right there and you're there.
Oh, thanks so much, Matt.
Yes, thank you. That's great.
No problem.